So, probably the most challenging question that I have been thinking about since I was six is, what am I? That could be defined or reset as, what am I made of? And that led me to think about, then, what are the humans made of? And that kind of became my lifelong research or study, that I study human. So what are you made of? It's a church, so we may have all the church religiously defined answers. But we all know that the current trend strong is human is made of bioorganic component, you know, the cells, and then that's your body and your brain, and your mind is just activity inside the brain. That's one definition. If you don't want to follow that, then there's sometimes a religious definition too. And my focus, in a way, in sharing is, what is your very definition of what human being is made of. So it is slightly different from asking what human is versus what human is made of. So what are the elements, the materials, or something that's more spiritual that is actually making you to be a human? You are definitely your body too, right? You look at the mirror every day. If you have a big scar on your face, would you like it? Probably not. If we have all 10 fingers, but if I happen to lose 2 of them, would I like that? Probably not. So the way our body is appealing to us, and also the way how it is serving us in many, many different ways, we define ourselves with our body too. But yet when you're really asked that, do you really think your body itself equals to yourself, then you get to have a little doubts and questions about that. Yet still, in this world, in this community, your body expresses, in a way, who you are, and communicate in a good degree to one to the other your characteristics, your preferences, your personality, your values even, the way how you are, the way how you dress, the way how you walk. It tells a lot. But we all know that body is manifestation of what is within. So now here goes, then, how about your characteristics, personality, all those traits that somehow makes who you are, uniquely defined from anybody else? You may like certain color, you may like certain taste, you may like certain shape, you may like certain type of activity, and you may not like certain taste, you may not like certain color, and you may actually not like certain activities. And some of them you have chosen with a reason, but a lot of them, actually, you're born with it. Have you really discovered that? Somehow, you have preferences that is instilled in you almost at the time of your birth. You have room to play with it. You may change yourself, improve, but there is certain boundary that you're born with it. So can we say that's what makes me who I am? To a degree, we have to say yes. But then if you really challenge it, so that's who you really are, then you have doubts and questions. Because that doesn't look exactly like what I really am. So, there's another thing then. What about all the knowledge, all the experiences, all the choices you made since you're born? And that made you somehow who you are, right? And all the information and education taught to you and went into you. So there is knowledge and experiences that somehow shaped you who you are. And this knowledge and experiences includes culture, tradition, religion,
relationships,
ideas, principles. So Americans act differently from French, and French differently from English, British. Koreans and different, they're different from Japanese, and Japanese different from Chinese. They look sometimes all same, some, you know, but they all claim that no, we're different. So there are certain things that shapes you by simply being born into certain places and growing up with these people around. So does that really define who you are? Is that really who you really are? The search, this is totally up to you. It could start from outside as your body. The type of body, the health of body, the physical ability you have goes to your characters and personalities, goes into your inner principles, ideas, and relationships. Bible tells something that's kind of interesting, actually. If you read today's New Testament reading over and over again, I can guarantee that if you really get what Jesus is saying, you could be shocked. So Jesus is saying, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He's the vine, we're the branches. Are the branches same or different of what makes the vine? Yes, same. So, what makes Jesus as Jesus Christ makes us who we are? If you really deeply sink into this amazing message, I guess this is why Christian message is very revolutionary, was revolutionary back in the days. In a sense, what Jesus is trying to tell us is that we share same, similar elements within with our Creator. And at the same time, as I was trying to discuss with children, can you see a vine without branches yet yielding grapes? We'll say nonsense, right? Any tree that is a trunk and no branches and then we expect fruits from it. We say nonsense. So, Jesus is vine. Jesus Christ came and had a great vision. And in this vision, we have part. There's a big mission that Jesus might want it to accomplish, but he couldn't have done it. He cannot do it by himself. So each one of us is a branch. And the duty and task of branch is when the sunlight is right and there's a warmth and the rain and the trunk brings all the nutrient that you need, what do you need to do? You need to give out those leaves and the flowers, and you need to eat all the fruits. Sometimes we may read this scripture. I have heard once that, isn't it so cruel that if you don't eat the fruit, you're cut down and gathered and thrown into the fire. This God is so unloving. Well, let's just look at the tree and actually see any branch that does not yield the fruit. Is it actually alive? It's not actually alive. If you check it out, it is already dried up inside. We call that dead branch. So we actually cut it. So before it is gathered and thrown into the fire, the branch itself is dried up and dead. So there is inner message in Jesus that we are made of within the same similar element, almost as God, capable of doing the love that Jesus taught us. However, we can totally block that within and become something else too. So, you have read and heard this phrase a lot, right? In humans, you find angels and demons. You don't find that in animal kingdom. Angels and demons, what are we trying to say? In a very simple way, let's say normal people, give or take, normal and healthy people within the range of this much. Anyone who transcends this simple, normal human, somewhat driven by self-interest and having somewhat self-centered life, and have a little bit of selfishness here and there, and that willingness to serve and help here and there. We see people transcending it and totally committing oneself to helping, supporting, nurturing others. We call them almost angelic. And when we see them, these people, we're inspired. Wow. Humans can actually become like that. And we find the other side too. Those who became totally narcissistically egotistic and very selfish. And for them, the world has to exist just for them. Nothing that does not benefit them or please them has no meaning. Have you ever seen and met those people? I have met a few. And sadly, they disturb and give pain to a lot of people around them. But the most pain they're causing is happening within themselves. So that's why Jesus is teaching actually that you love your enemy. And see them with a different eyes. And Jesus is saying, I'm the vine, you are the branches. And we could be all different branches yielding different fruits. Well, according to the little children, you could yield orange while next to you could be yielding the apple. We don't have to be all vine branches. But the fruit means making it actually happening in our life with our own body. Something that is coming within, making us alive. So, what would you say in your mind that makes you a human? What are you made of? Are you made of simply biochemical organic cells? Or are you made of all these traits and personalities and characters that is passed down to you from your ancestors? Or are you simply made of all your knowledge and experiences that you have learned, gained, and felt while growing up in your society? Or are you want to go into the deeper side and saying you're made of something that is relating to God? And that's what you, that really makes you human. If you acknowledge that, and that will become more real to you. Wonderful thing about human mind is that if you are aware of it, if you acknowledge and accept it, it becomes more real to you. If you deny it, ignore it, push it away, they become almost irrelevant to you. So, my prayers and blessings to you that you cultivate your mind and your spirit very well. You become all the branches that yields good fruits. Amen.